The outbreak is coming under control, but it's not yet over. We have to continue working hard as an international community, supporting the affected countries until every last case is identified and treated. And this is taking time and organization, and I'm afraid it's still some weeks or even months before the outbreak will be truly over. Parts of the region are fine, but not everywhere.
When OCHA launched its humanitarian appeal in September 2014, the initial amount requested was $1 billion. How much does the fund need now?
So the initial request was for $1 billion. Then the request was increased to more than $1.5 billion. We've had fantastic and generous responses, but unfortunately, because the outbreak is continuing, we still need some funding to help the UN system continue to work until the end of the year. And we're looking still for somewhere around between $100 and $200 million to help finish the work of controlling the outbreak. And we are talking now with contributors from all over the world to try to mobilize the last bit of finance that is required.
What is the additional amount you have requested?
It depends on how the outbreak advances, but using the current predictions of how long it will take, we need between $100 and $200 million. We're talking about ending the outbreak, what money is required until the end of the year. And we think it is between $100 and $200 million, but we cannot predict precisely because we do not know the precise direction of the outbreak. But in order to complete the work, we need to have hundreds of specialists in the countries. We need helicopters, we need airplanes, we need boats, we need supplies, and all that taken together, unfortunately, still requires more funding, and we are currently doing everything we can to mobilize those funds wherever we can find them. We do not know the pattern of this outbreak for the rest of this year, and making a prediction for next year is really difficult. But the countries that have been affected by Ebola will be meeting here in New York on the 10th of July to discuss what resources they need to recover from the effects of the outbreak. And that will be looking at the recovery agenda and needs. And by that date, there will be an estimate of the total cost of recovery, which, of course, will be a lot more than the amounts I've just talked about. I can't tell you how much, because the work is being done within the countries right now.